This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So if you're leading a business, maybe around that $5 million revenue mark, we've probably hit this point. You've got the budget to scale up, but there's this frustration, right? You're pouring thousands into Google Ads every month, and it just feels like, well, feeding cash into a black hole sometimes. That budget drain is real, and the ROI you were promised often just doesn't show up.
Yeah, that feeling, the wasted spend, the high costs, leads that are just frankly low quality. That's almost always a direct symptom of, well, neglecting the account. It's not usually the Google Ads itself is broken. It's just that it needs, you know, essential, consistent maintenance. Mandatory, really.
Right. We're talking about what our sources are calling Google Ads hygiene. And this isn't some optional audit you run once a year when, you know, everything's already on fire. No, this is supposed to be a mandatory, proactive, monthly maintenance plan. Think of it like a scheduled tune-up for your car. It keeps the account running smoothly, drives down costs, and maybe most importantly, increases the quality of the leads you're actually getting.
Exactly. And what's great here is the sources give us this really strict, data-driven 12-point checklist. It takes the guesswork out. When you actually stick to this month after month, you start building a predictable lead gen system.
Okay, so that's our mission today then. Let's dive straight into that specific 12-point checklist. If you implement this plan monthly, the idea is you will prevent that budget waste and really maximize your ROI. So let's start at the foundation, the financial tune-up. This covers bid, budget, and bidding strategy adjustments.
Right. Point one is where the discipline really kicks in. Review campaign performance.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to look at the cold, hard data every single month. Identify which campaigns are genuinely hitting your business targets and which ones are just burning cash.
And the action sounds pretty critical and immediate here. Monthly budget reallocation. So you're saying you have to take funds away from those low-performing campaigns and move them directly to the campaigns that are consistently bringing in the best, most qualified leads. It's like a monthly divorce from what isn't working and doubling down on what is.
Precisely. Which flows naturally into point two, adjust bids. This comes straight out of that performance review. If you spot high converting keywords or ad groups in those winning campaigns, you probably need to raise the bids, capture more of that good traffic. And conversely, those poor performers draining the budget. Those bids need to be, well, aggressively lowered or paused altogether.
Okay, but let's talk about point two for a sec. Adjusting bids manually. Isn't that a bit risky? I mean, the source material acknowledges a lot of businesses, especially smaller ones, rely heavily on Google's automated bidding strategy. So how much manual meddling is proper hygiene and how much is just, you know, unnecessary micromanagement?
That's a really important distinction. The hygiene process suggests you only step in manually when the data clearly shows the automation is making a bad call. Like, say, wasting spend on totally relevant searches, which we'll definitely get to. But maybe the bigger hygiene point here is point three. Check your bidding strategy. You need to make sure the automated strategy you chose still aligns with where your business is now strategically.
Okay, can you break down that strategic maturity bit for us? Like, what determines if a business should actually switch strategies?
Absolutely. Think of it like this. When you first launch a campaign, you might start broad. Maybe maximize clicks or maximize conversions just to get data flowing quickly. But once you've gathered enough data, say 50, 100, maybe more conversions, once the system really understands what a good conversion looks like for you, you need to switch. You've got to move to a smarter strategy, like target CPA cost per acquisition or target ROAS return on ad spend.
Okay. So the switch itself becomes part of the monthly maintenance because now the system can actually try to predict the cost of the quality of lead you want, not just churn out volume.
Exactly right. If you don't evolve the strategy, the system's basically operating with blinders on. And the last financial piece here, point four, is analyze budget pacing. Now, I know a lot of business owners just assume their budget gets spent, but the sources suggest we should almost panic if we see underspending. Why is underspending sometimes a bigger red flag than overspending?
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because underspending often means you're actually limiting your reach for your successful campaigns. You've found campaigns that work, that are profitable, but the money isn't getting out the door fast enough. You have to dig in and ask why. Is your bid too low to even compete in the auction? Or is the audience you're targeting just too narrow, too limited to generate enough demand? If you're leaving money on the table for profitable opportunities, you're basically stifling your own growth.
That's a really great way to frame it. Okay, so we've tightened the purse strings, moved the money based on results, but arguably the biggest source of wasted spend according to the sources, is paying for clicks from people who are never ever going to buy. Which brings us nicely to the core efficiency section, keyword and targeting refinements.
And this section kicks off with what is, hands down, the absolute cornerstone of good Google Ads hygiene. Point 5, adding new negative keywords. You have got to treat your search terms report like a financial audit. Every single.
Right. And for anyone not familiar, the search terms report that shows you the exact, sometimes really messy, real-world searches people typed into Google that triggered your ads, even if it wasn't the keyword you bid on.
That's the one. So let's say your company sells, I don't know, premium enterprise accounting software. But you look in that report and see searches like free accounting software crack or how to calculate my home taxes. So those searches are completely irrelevant. But they triggered your ad, someone clicked, and poof, your money's gone. Instantly wasted. You must immediately add those irrelevant search terms as negative keywords. If you skip this step, you're actively, you know, maintaining that black hole of wasted spend.
Okay, so let me ask this. If I'm running a campaign for a B2B service and I see search terms for competitor names, and it looks like they're just researching alternatives, not really ready to buy yet, is that a negative keyword?
Well, that one's a bit more of a strategic choice, depends on your goals. But the obviously irrelevant terms, that's the clear hygiene failure. I mean, I've seen B2B companies waste thousands because they forgot to add free or cheap or even city names they don't serve as negatives. This hygiene process stops that leakage before it drains your budget.
Got it. Stop the obvious waste first. Makes sense. But while we're digging around in that report, point 6 is kind of the flip side, right? Find new keywords. While you're hunting for stuff to exclude, you should also be looking for queries that did convert well. The ones that brought in great leads that maybe you weren't explicitly targeting before.
Absolutely. If a new relevant search term pops up that you weren't actively bidding on and showing strong performance, that's pure market intelligence, gold dust. You need to add that keyword to your campaigns right away to capture more of that specific valuable traffic.
Okay, so now we shift from what people are typing to who they are. Point 7, review audience demographics and targeting. You might be paying for clicks from, say, every age group in every region, but the data might tell a different story. You need to act on that performance data.
Yeah, exactly. If your data clearly shows that maybe the 55 to 65-year-olds are converting at 5 times the rate of the 18 to 24-year-olds, well, you have a financial imperative to adjust based on that. This lets you aggressively exclude those non-converting segments, age groups, genders, maybe locations, to really optimize your spend.
But doesn't excluding big chunks of the population feel risky? Aren't you potentially leaving customers on the table?
See, you're not excluding based on a hunch or a feeling. Mm-hmm. You're excluding based on conversion data, your own data. You're essentially choosing to not pay for a click that your data proves has little to no chance of actually leading to a sale for you. If those 18 to 24-year-olds cost you, say, $5 a click, but they never convert, isn't that $5 better spent on the demographic that consistently closes deals? It just sharpens your targeting and dramatically improves efficiency.
Okay, that's a strong data-driven argument. I see the logic. And point 8 then deals with timing and hardware. Analyze ad schedule and device performance.
Yeah, this is a classic efficiency play. If your data shows really poor performance on specific days of the week, maybe Tuesday mornings are fantastic, but Sunday afternoons are a total dead zone for conversions. You adjust your ad schedule, only run the ads during potentially profitable hours. For B2B, for instance, just turning off campaigns entirely over the weekend is often a mandatory hygiene step. Saves a lot of wasted clicks.
Or, another example, if your data shows mobile traffic brings in really low-quality leads compared to desktop, maybe because the mobile landing page experience isn't great, perhaps, you can apply a device bid modifier.
Correct. You basically tell Google, look, I value clicks from desktop users, say 20% more than clicks from mobile users, and Google adjusts your bids accordingly. You're optimizing based on the medium, the device the user is actually using when they see your ad.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've optimized the money, we've refined the audience and keywords. Now for the final, really crucial section. Ad and landing page optimization. This is the user experience check, making sure the actual ads and the page they land on are, you know, working as lead generators.
Right. And we start with the creative itself. Point 9, pause low performing ads. This means running a report, finding those ads that maybe get a great click-through rate. Lots of people click them, but they have zero conversions.
Ah, So they successfully got the click. People were interested enough to click, but the message somehow failed to qualify the lead properly, or maybe didn't prepare them for what was on the landing page. Like maybe it had a catchy headline, but the actual offer didn't connect with where that buyer was in their journey. So you pause those underperformers right away.
And then you use the insights, the learnings from your successful ad, the ones that do convert, to graft new variations, which leads directly to point 10. Test new ad copy. You should always be testing, always be trying out new headlines, new descriptions. It keeps your campaigns fresh, stops ad fatigue, and it's really the best way to consistently improve your click-through rates and your quality score over time. If you stop testing, your campaigns just stagnate.
Okay, makes sense. Now, point 11 feels like where the rubber really meets the road. Review landing page performance. You can send the most targeted, perfectly optimized traffic in the world, but if that landing page isn't converting, you're still wasting money, right? This requires actually analyzing user behavior on that page.
Oh, absolutely. This point demands some deep analysis. When we talk about analyzing user behavior, we're asking questions like, is there friction? Are people bouncing straight off the page? Are we seeing really low time on page metrics? You might need to use tools like heat maps or session recordings to actually see where users are getting stuck. Maybe it's a confusing form field, or perhaps you're asking for too much information up front, making it intrusive.
So a high bounce rate on the landing page isn't just bad luck. It's a hygiene issue. It suggests either a mismatch between the ad's promise and what the page delivers, or maybe the page itself is just fundamentally broken or confusing.
Absolutely. The highest quality click in the world means nothing if the landing page acts like a bottleneck. The required maintenance here, the hygiene, is making those necessary changes to the landing pages themselves to improve conversion rates. Turn that click into a real result.
And finally, the simple, but as you say, absolutely vital task, point 12. The ultimate piece of housekeeping. Check for broken URLs and ad rejections.
It sounds so basic, almost pedestrian, right? But it is shocking how often disapproved ads or just plain non-working links sit active in an account, just wasting budget. If you are paying, say, $10 a click for traffic that lands on a 404 error page,
yeah,
you are literally pouring money down the drain into a technological dead end.
Yeah.
This final check, it's vital. It just ensures that every dollar you spend is actually directed toward a functioning path that could lead to a conversion.
Okay, so we've covered the 12 points, adjusting the money, refining the audience and keywords, and optimizing the ads and landing pages the user experience. The big picture goal, then, of this proactive monthly Google Ads hygiene is really about creating a predictable lead generation system, one that focuses on scaling efficiently.
But a predictability, yeah, it's built on those data-driven strategies and having clear reporting you actually act on. When you maintain this hygiene discipline every month, you fundamentally shift. You go from just sort of guessing where your budget went to knowing exactly what delivered results and what was just waste. The promise here is really clear. You move from chaos to control.
And focusing on these 12 points month in, month out, sounds like exactly how companies in that $5 million sweet spot can break through to the next level. It's the difference between just buying random traffic and actually building a robust, effective sales pipeline.
Yeah, and if we connect this whole hygiene checklist back to the bigger picture, it really forces a critical shift in perspective. The source material really emphasizes focusing intensely on KPIs that matter to your bottom line. So this raises an important question for you, the listener, to think about. What specific conversion metrics are you currently focused on? Are you truly tracking the quality of the leads coming from Google Ads, like their close rate, maybe their lifetime value? Or are you still maybe getting distracted by the sheer volume of clicks and impressions? Because that distinction, quality over just volume, that's where the real profit lives. And this hygiene process, that's what helps get you there.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.